Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we welcome you all to our program. Or those joining us through our various online affiliates around the world, we're glad to have all of you with us as well. We're excited to welcome back a great guest to our program. Yana Sebastian is back with us. She's a singer, songwriter, a model, and an individual who's been able to not only embrace her own personal power, but also to be able to show people by example what's possible for them. She's celebrating a lot of great projects, including new music that you all will hear on our program, and we also will let you all know how you can stay connected with Yana and all the great things going on with her. Yana, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hello. It's great to be on the show again, and it's great talking to you.
The pleasure is definitely all mine. Exactly. Yeah, you know, you every time we talk, Yana, you have something new going on. You have something exciting to share with us. I mean, the last time that we were on, we were talking about, of course, your love of fitness and your, you know, gracing the cover of, you know, of a magazine, talking about that in your life. I mean, what has it been like for you to not only to share your music with the world, but to be able to show other people by example what's possible for them?
Yes, I'm definitely self-made, and I'm an independent artist building from my studio that I've created here in London, and it's definitely a journey to be able to grow yourself in your career professionally as well as personally. Because everything is intertwined, you know. My music is part of my life journey and vice versa. So it's definitely a process, a learning curve, and it's a never-ending process where literally you're just constantly recreating, transforming yourself and your art. So this is definitely a new moment for me at the moment as well right now. And for my studio Multivision Music, and for me, you know, as an artist, for John Sebastian, for everything, it's, I kind of feel like I'm starting a new era.
Yeah, for sure. Are you still surprised, Yana, at this, at not only what you have been able to build, but how really what you have built, you know, is really felt all over the world because you're able to share it with us online and to be able to see the way that your fans around the world are responding to it?
I'm definitely embracing internet and all of the opportunities that the online media and the platforms allow us to connect with the audience, because I think that's the future, actually, for every creative out there who's building themselves and tries to connect with the audience around the world. And in fact, I've been able to actually be a part of, like, mini, you know, transformations and even mini, like, revolutions, if you mean, like, in terms of creativity and art, like, locally within certain genres and certain parts of the world, where literally when the machine and the traditional industry was not catching up on something, but we were able to push it through internet and with sheer willpower, coupled with, obviously, the opportunities that technology allows us to do, we've been able to reach people from all around the globe, all through internet. And this is definitely amazing that we have these opportunities. We should use them as much as possible. This is actually part of, you know, the movement that I'm creating and have always been creating with my studio and my work and connecting with people from all around the world. Also, another thing is I've been able to collaborate with different artists from around the globe without internet, and being able to talk to them internationally, it wouldn't have been possible, because literally we've been sending each other files, you know, and bouncing off of ideas, and I've been able to reach each other's audiences as well. So it's definitely, I think that's the sign of our times as well. This has never happened before, when we have the opportunity to reach the audience within a split second. The question is that you know, there's so much going on right now, so much information
right.
that we have to be able to decipher what do we want to share with the audience. So it's great to get feedback, and it's great to obviously connect with people and hear back. And I love talking to people online and respond to their comments and hear what they have to say. Sometimes I actually pose questions to start conversation and start a dialogue as well. And I love hearing back from them. The same thing also, the way that I see art and music is that we are co-creating it with our audience. So the fact that we can literally directly talk to our audience is incredible, because one thing is a song, when it leaves in my head and then it leaves in my studio is one thing, but once it leaves the studio and actually goes out in the world, it becomes everybody else's story that they share, and I want them to share it with me. So it's definitely
right.
incredible.
Right. And, you know, it takes a lot of confidence to do what you do. I mean, you know, the fact that to say you work hard, I think, Yana, is an understatement. I mean, when people see all the things that you are doing, where does that confidence come from in yourself and in your ability?
I guess actually the truth is that real confidence actually comes from a place of sometimes being not that confident, but still pushing and still facing your fears. And it comes from the sheer willpower. It starts from the wish and the willpower that every person has, but we just have to cultivate that. So there is a difference, I believe, between actually going forward and knowing who you are and trying to communicate with the world the way you are, and putting on, you know, confidence, like putting it on, but really inside, not feeling all that strong about your ideas or what you're trying to do. So there is a difference between that. So that's why sometimes just saying that, oh, this is great, this is amazing that I'm going to be doing, sometimes that doesn't mean that this is the reality that the person is actually experiencing that. I've learned that the hard way, that that actually sometimes it's okay to tell yourself, do you know what, I'm not that confident inside, but I'm still going to try and make the best out of it, and I'm going to do it anyway. And then that way, this becomes your daily routine. And then from daily routine, you all of a sudden build a whole movement for yourself. And then when you look back, you think, wow, some time has passed, but all these days, all these moments have built up. Actually, they've created a bigger story. And then you can actually claim that and say, well, that's amazing. Wow, I can truly say that I'm confident now that what I've started and where I am now is this has been a progression, but it is just
right.
believing in every moment and trying the best. So sometimes, also in terms of perfectionism, I just think that obviously it's impossible to just be perfect and do everything perfect. But what we can do is try and give our 1,000% in everything. So it doesn't matter small things, big projects, small projects. It doesn't matter if I'm performing in front of 5 people or 5,000 people. Whatever we're doing in life, that's where it comes from. And also, it comes from also accepting sometimes the ability, you know, to accept that it's okay to learn and make small mistakes, you know, and learn from that and take something out of that. And that's how we build ourselves. That's how we build strong foundation to continue doing that. With me, my life, genuinely, I'm self-motivating myself. Literally, a lot of the times, I haven't had, like, say, a team or people that came to me and presented me with an idea of who I am or who should I be. I had to find myself. I had to search for myself. And sometimes in the hardest moments is when we actually are able to face ourselves and realize what's our path. So that's where it is. It comes from realizing what's your personal path and who you are, not what the society tells you, not what anybody else tries to incorporate into you, but actually where does it come from you? From where is the passion? Where is the number one feeling and wish in this life? And that's where we build on it. And there's different moments in time because we're human, so it's just going to continue doing it and creating something. And I love working anyway. So whatever I'm doing, I put in as much work as possible and even more on top. So
right.
That's the motto. I'm doing something that I'm passionate about. So the key is also to follow your passion in the first place. And that's how eventually, you know, the confidence gets built as well.
For sure. And we're definitely able to see that with you.
Believe in,
right.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Yana. Go ahead.
Because when we're working on something that we personally believe in, it becomes a lifestyle rather than just, just something that we do for money or for a recognition or for something else. It becomes a part of our path. It becomes us. It's actually who I am, who you are, who everybody else is. And then that way, it's more it becomes more real and possible also to really go for it. And sometimes you might have ideas that are really groundbreaking, and nobody believes in them until they actually come out. Then everybody's like, "Wow, that's amazing! We never thought of that, or we didn't see that coming." But then you actually bring that to the table, and that way, actually, that's why I have the song on my album called Optimus. The cover on it is actually a warrior, a spiritual warrior. But the meaning behind it is like a self-contained warrior. So even if you are alone and you don't have a team and a group of people, but if you know and you have the strength and the understanding of who you are and where you're going, it's okay. You can still make it. And then everybody else will follow.
That's right. That's so true. And I think that's a great thing. I think that's a great segue too, Yana, into the single Fearless. Tell us a little bit about that single before we get a chance to hear it.
Fearless is the single from my upcoming album. The album is called The Alchemist. And Fearless is actually talking about this self-searching and facing your fears rather than running away from them, transforming yourself through them. And also it's kind of like a dialogue between me and the other person, or it can be a dialogue between genuinely, us as people, that sometimes we have to be fearless and go for it and make a change. And I think right now in the world, as we have internet and we have the technology, but we still don't have the real human connection between countries and nations and religions, as it's supposed to be. And something big is about to happen in this world, like where, you know, we have to enter a new time and we have to be fearless, because if we continue fearing each other, then it could end in a disaster. Or if we become fearless and we actually find a new way to communicate with anybody all around the world and actually make it possible and use the technology with the right way rather than straightening everybody else and making everybody a photocopy of each other rather than letting everybody be original themselves, then that way, if we are fearless, then we can move forward into the new era and the new time in this world and connect with everyone. So this song has many layers. And you can take it in different ways, but it's also produced, composed, arranged by myself. It's always mixed in my studio, and also on the cover I'm wearing the outfit by designer Helga Girl, who I'm working with on creating different looks and stuff for this album and also on stage. So the cover also, when I picked the picture and when I created that picture as well, I kind of saw that was definitely transforming and translating the idea of being fearless. By the way, I also make all the covers and designs myself. Everything is self-made. Everything comes from me as an artist.
Right. Well, definitely the creativity shows there. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Fearless. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Yana Sebastian right after this.
Thank you.
That was Yana Sebastian with her single Fearless right here on Conversations Live. We're actually speaking with Yana not only about her love of music, but also her love of life and how she's been able to share that in a lot of different ways. And Yana, like I said, you've been able to use social media to be able to do that, in particular Instagram. You built an amazing audience there. For those who aren't following you on Instagram, let them know how they can find you there and what it's been like for you to use that platform.
Oh, yes, definitely. I have actually, my main account is Multivision Music on Instagram, and the other account is Yana Sebastian, but both of them are obviously important because I post the music, the fashion, people that I collaborate with, and so much more as well. And this is where I communicate with people. I believe that social media right now is very, very important in terms of building your audience, especially for independent artists, but just generally for everyone, because it allows us, again, to talk to people, get direct feedback, and also we are really in a fast-paced world where we don't have to literally wait for months or for years to get our idea out. You know, for example, if I'm working on something in the studio and I really feel like this is an amazing melody, I don't have to wait for another 2 years or something to release that and let people hear that. I can just literally press the button on my phone, put it on a tripod, and literally film me playing that and sharing that with the world. And this is amazing because people can vibe with me literally on the spot and straight away. And also on Instagram right now we have IG Live, which is amazing. I've used it, and I'm going to be using it a lot actually as well, where I'm looking to play live and be able to share music with people who are not able to, say, for example, come and see me in London, you know, and it might take a long time for me to go and perform to where they are, but it's okay because no matter where the person is, whether they're in Japan, in Russia, in America, in France, they can still watch me, and we can talk and we can communicate, and they can hear the actual conversation or music and everything else. So this is absolutely incredible. And of course, I'm on it every day, and also I'm creating content all the time. So I'm incorporating that into also making music, of course, and all of my fashion adventures as well. So this takes quite a lot, but at the same time, I believe this is an amazing opportunity to talk to everyone and literally just anything that you want to put out there, you can just do it within a split second. The question is, how do we actually cut through the noise and make something that is of value for people to actually hear or understand? So that's the key. And also another thing is talking the other way around is also I've discovered a lot of amazing artists, musicians, people that I'm working with through social media as well. So on another hand, I've been able to collaborate with people through that, and including brands as well, and fashion brands who I've first spoken on social media. And actually the artist whose name is Einar Timogalias, and he has created the cover for my album and a lot of other art for my single covers and for other music as well. And we're going to do an exhibition. We met on Instagram. We connected first on Instagram through talking about the portrait that he did of my daughter. So now actually it has transformed into a real working partnership. We are going to do an art exhibition that is going to follow the idea of my album as well. And this is just amazing. Definitely, I think this is the way forward, and there's going to be more and more to these platforms. And it's great that we can literally be the TV right now. You know, before anything live, you had to tune in the TV, and just it was kind of one-sided, you know, just a couple of decades ago, and just not so long ago. It was one-sided. We were told what to watch. Everything was about programming. But right now, it's so amazing that actually anybody can broadcast and transfer whatever they want to say from anywhere in the world, and you can literally just introduce yourself to so much interesting and different content all over the world and different people as well. And when I did IG Live as well, there was that's an amazing thing that people can comment and they can directly, you know, say hi, you say hi back straight away. It's really, really cool. I love it.
Right. Well, Yana, really excited about all the great things that are going on with you. Make sure that you all are staying connected with her through social media. She's very busy there. How can they support the music, Yana, especially when it comes to the new project, When Love Shows Light?
Yes, definitely. They can. People can download my music on my website, also on all of the platforms. Like iTunes and Tidal and Spotify and all of them. I just make my music available everywhere because I want people to hear it. And I have actually 3 singles out now, and 2 of them are on those platforms. The album is going to be available everywhere as well. People can connect with me on, of course, on social media, Instagram, Multivision Music, and John Sebastian, same thing with Twitter, and same thing with Facebook, John Sebastian World. Also, another thing I wanted to say is that my main thing is also about pushing forward and pushing the boundaries and creating new ideas. So, including fashion, like how I've done my collaboration with Biblos Glasgow recently, I decided to just go a completely different way rather than just doing a normal photo shoot. And I released it through my social media so people can see that straight away before it goes even anywhere else. Because actually on Instagram you can create, since it's a story on a timeline, so why not actually create a fashion, poetic fashion story? And this is what I did. And I just came up with this idea because I thought I'm not going to just model the pictures and just do the standard way. I was so inspired by the collection, the Opulent Queen collection, that I decided to write 13 verses to go with every picture, the 13 pictures. And since it's a story of a woman transforming herself from being really low and becoming really empowered and becoming the opulent queen, it's one of the great things to actually share on social media. So this is where people can connect with me and see these kind of new ideas that I'm pushing forward and that people can see firsthand straight away. And the great thing is, like, I wrote the poem literally in the morning, and next thing, within a half an hour, I just posted it on Instagram. So it's an amazing thing. People can just follow it and connect and see these new ideas all the time.
For sure. For sure. Well, Yana, definitely keep up the great work. Thank you so much for stopping back by again, and looking forward to our next conversation again together.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's amazing talking to you as always. Thank you so much for supporting my music. And I look forward to talking to you soon again. To everyone listening, please look out for my album, The Alchemist, which is going to be released very, very soon.
All right, so make sure you're all looking out for The Alchemist, and make sure you all are following Yana as she's all over social media, as we mentioned here. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with her, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site, so head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. If you click on the link there, you can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there too. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.